Ladybird Readers, The Magic Finger, based on the original title by Roald Dahl, illustrated by Quentin Blake. The Magic Finger. Picture words. The Magic Finger. Mr. Greg. Mrs. Greg. Philip. William. Nest. Bite. Deer. Gun. Leaves. Shoot. Stick. Touch. I have a magic finger. When I get angry, I get very hot. The first finger of my right hand begins to feel very strange. A bright light comes out of it and touches the person who made me angry. And then things begin to happen. I was in a spelling class once when my teacher, Mrs. Winter, said, "Stand up and spell cat." K-A-T, I said.
"You are a naughty little girl," Mrs. Winter said.
"No, I am not," I said angrily. Then I pointed the magic finger at Mrs. Winter, and suddenly she had long hairs on her nose, like a cat. All the children in the class laughed. Then Mrs. Winter turned around and she had a tail. She was never the same again after that. Last week, I pointed the magic finger at the Greg family. Mr. and Mrs. Greg and their sons, Philip and William, live next to our farm. Philip and William are my friends, but they like shooting birds and animals with their father. I hate it when they do that. On Saturday, they shot a beautiful deer. When I saw it, I was very angry. I shouted at Philip and William, but they only laughed. Then I pointed the magic finger at them all. That afternoon, Mr. Greg and Philip and William went out again to shoot some ducks. In the first hour, they shot 10 birds. In the next hour, they shot another 6. Then they saw 4 more ducks. They tried to shoot those ducks too, but they could not kill them. It was very strange, but they could not hit them. The Greggs tried again and again, but the ducks did not stop flying around their heads. The next morning, things got stranger. When Mr. Greg woke up, he could not feel his hands. He jumped out of bed and saw that he was a very small man now. He did not have arms. He had wings. Then Mrs. Greg jumped out of bed. She was also very small now, and she had wings too. "What's happened to us?" she cried. Philip and William flew into Mr. and Mrs. Greg's room, and they were really small.
"Look at us," the boy said. "We can fly."
Then they flew out of the window. Mr. and Mrs. Greg followed them, and soon all the Gregs were flying around together.
"This is lovely," they said.
But then Philip suddenly called,
"Look! Someone is in our garden!"
They all looked down and they saw four very big ducks. The ducks were as big as men and they had arms, not wings. They went into the Greggs' house and closed the door.
"They've taken our house," Mrs. Gregg said, and she began to cry. "Where are we going to sleep?"
"Don't cry," Mr. Gregg said. "We can build a nest."
The Greggs flew to the top of a tall tree.
"Now, bring lots of sticks and leaves," said Mr. Gregg.
They worked very hard and they built a beautiful nest.
"Oh, it's lovely," said Mrs. Gregg.
"Oh, but what can we have for dinner?"
"We'll fly into our house through an open window and get some biscuits," said Mr. Gregg.
They arrived at the house, but all the windows and doors were closed.
"Look at that duck in our kitchen," cried Mrs. Gregg.
"Look at that duck with my gun," said Mr. Gregg.
"There's a duck in my bed," shouted William.
"A duck is playing with my toy train," said Philip.
The Greggs flew back to their nest.
"What are we going to eat now?" said the boys hungrily.
"We have lots of apple trees in our garden," said Mr. Gregg. "We can eat apples. Come on."
It is not easy to eat an apple without hands, but they all had a few bites. Then they flew back to the nest and tried to sleep. That night it was very windy and very wet.
It was a bad, bad night.
At last, the morning came. But when Mr. and Mrs. Gregg looked over the side of the nest, they saw the four ducks on the ground below. Three of them had the Greggs' guns, and the guns were all pointing at the nest.
"Don't shoot!"
Mr. and Mrs. Gregg shouted.
"Our two little children are here with us."
"You shot my six children yesterday," said one of the ducks.
"If you put down your guns," said Mr. Gregg, "I will never shoot a duck again."
"Really?" said the duck.
"Yes," said Mr. Gregg. "I will break the guns into small pieces."
"Okay," said the duck. "You can come down."
Then the Greggs flew out of the nest. They flew down, down, and suddenly they were in their garden.
"Oh, our wings have gone," said Mr. Gregg.
"We are not small," laughed Mrs. Gregg.
Half an hour later, I arrived at the Greggs' farm. I was very surprised when I saw them. Mr. Gregg was breaking his gun and his boys' guns into pieces. Philip and William were giving food to all the birds in the garden.
"What happened?" I asked.
Philip and William told me their story.
"Look at our nest," they said. "We slept there last night."
We built it, said Mr. Greg happily. Every stick, and we have changed our name. We are not the Greg family. We are the Egg family, because we love birds now.
Ladybird Readers, The Magic Finger, read by Jenny Bryce. Text adapted by R.J. Coral. Activities written by Katrin Morris. With thanks to Michelle Port Davies. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright, The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, Quinton Blake, 2020. Roald Dahl is a registered trademark of The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited. www.roaldahl.com